Welcome to the Church at South Edmonton's podcast. We hope you're encouraged and inspired to seek Christ through the message today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, there's not enough words that we can find in our languages to express how much we truly love you. We adore you, Lord. We're so moved by you, Lord. And we just thank you, Jesus, for everything. Pray you just teach us, Lord, to come to you and to know you more and to love you even more, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated if you're... Oh, you guys are all seated, almost. Well, I have the pleasure of sharing a little devotional message with you guys for the new year. And how many of you get excited for the new year? I know I do. Because I like the idea that if there was anything that happened in the previous year that didn't go so well, or, you know, that I can just forget about it. It's all gone. That's usually how we do it. And in Isaiah 43:19, Jesus says, "See, I am doing a new thing." Thanks to Christmas, we all end the year with new things. Like kids get new toys. We may get some new clothes. They might not always be the right color or the right size, but they're still new. Of course, we get new pounds on our bodies because of all the good sweets. And we start the year off with new things too. We put a new calendar on the wall, new bills to pay. We have new resolutions for the days ahead. Ephesians 4:22-24 says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." We are made new in Christ. So even if you've fallen into negative patterns in 2022, the new year is a time for new beginnings. Rather than obsessing over crafting the perfect resolution, make a purpose-driven effort to follow Jesus more closely. What if we decided to make a commitment to start this new year getting to know him better? This is the best way to move forward with hope and on the best path forward for our lives. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. This is in Isaiah 43:18-19. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a new way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. It's so easy to get bogged down in chaos and bad decisions, but it's never too late to embrace a new self and push away the old self. Rather than dwelling on the past, solidify a new beginning by turning to the scripture and to prayer. Pray that God guides you where he wants you in the new year. Strive to rely on the Lord more this year for betterment, because we can always strive to be better. A new year means new chances to seek God, to seek his presence, to find out what he really wants for your life. Every day is a gift from the Lord, and his word is one of the greatest tools for approaching the day with strength and victory. Turn to the Lord in all things, and he will carry you through the new year. Everybody likes new things. guys like new things? I like new things, except for guitars. I just had to say that because, you know, I love Kelly. Anyways, yeah, we like getting new things. And you know what? God, he likes new things too. He's called the Ancient of Days, but he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Our Heavenly Father wants to do new things in the lives of his children. He desires to teach us new truths about himself, provide new opportunities for ministering to others, take us to higher levels of worship, and deeper levels of trust. We may miss new and exciting things that God has planned for us if we don't fully trust in his guidance, even when he seems to be leading us down unfamiliar paths. One of the best ways to keep our faith fresh and new is to develop a habit of daily Bible study. God's word is timeless, old, and new at the same time. Just as God's compassions are new every morning, a daily dose of his word can give us new understanding, fresh insights, and renewed strength. One thing that we want to do this year at CASE, Church at South Edmonton, is we want to read the Bible together with you. And so we have printed off copies of a year reading plan. And Kelly, I don't know where he is. I can't see him. Okay. Kelly's going to come while I keep sharing, and he's going to give you each one. I just want to encourage you to take this piece of paper, keep it in your Bible, or keep it somewhere where you know that every day that you will look at it, and that you'll make a commitment that you're going to try your best. Because, you know, some of us might fail. I know it's hard to believe, but, you know, we might fail a little bit. The one thing that's really cool about this plan, it gives you 5 days of reading for the week. And I like on the front cover of it, it says that they do that in case you fall behind. I fall behind. And so whatever help I can get, I like it. Anyways, we really want to do this. It's such a joy to be together as a body and to grow in the Lord and to read his word. And, you know, I think it's kind of special when we're all reading the same thing at the same time. And, yeah. Anyways, like I said, a daily dose of his word can give us new understanding, fresh insights, and renewed strength. We can drink in the Psalms to help us sing to the Lord a new song. We read in Ezekiel about God's promise to give us a new heart and a new spirit. We rejoice along with Paul as he declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Studying the letters of Colossians and Ephesians reminds us that we have taken off our old self with its practices and are to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. If we need motivation to live like a new creation, God has provided 2 keys in his word. It's important to look back toward the new covenant, the source of our salvation. We can meditate on Hebrews and thank God again that the sacrifice that Jesus made, a new and living way for us to enter his presence. And we also keep looking forward to our future by reading Revelation. A good way for a child of God to celebrate the new year is to let go of anything that has gone stale or rotten. Then we'll be free to live each day expecting new, fresh things from the one who promises, I am making everything new. Revelation 21:5. There's a simple secret to a great new year. I don't know about you, but I want to have a great year. To experience a great year, we need to do just what Jesus said to do. He said to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. If you seek him first, he promises to meet all of your needs. What does it mean to seek him first? It means that you spend time with him at the first of each day, praying and reading his word, asking him for direction, guidance, help, and insight, confessing your sins when you blow it, and seeking his grace to help in your time of need. To start your day off with Jesus, you know that your day is going to be a good day because he promises to always be with us and to help us, to guide us. It means that you put his agenda above your agenda. You pray, not my will, but thine be done. You live your life to please Jesus and not to please yourself. It means that you obey him and do what he says in the power that he supplies. You don't let your fleshly desires control you. You let Jesus control you. It means that you invest your time, your talents, and your resources in the kingdom of God, not on the kingdom of self. It means that you recognize that he is everything. And in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2:3. The true treasures of life, love, joy, peace, fulfillment, true success, they're only found in Jesus. So spend your time seeking him. Embrace Jesus every day. The new year brings 365 opportunities to strengthen your faith. As we grow closer to Jesus, we will come to understand him on a new level. He offers new opportunities for us to serve. Every year, every day represents a chance to embrace Jesus' love, mercy, and grace in a new way. We never know that perhaps on one day given, it could be the last one. And so it would be really great to know that we've decided to start each day with him. And just as we sang, I love you, I love you. How much do we really love him? Do we want to get to know him? Does he mean more to us than anything else in this world? Even our families, our friends, our careers, anything that this world can offer, do we love him more? I can promise you this. If you choose to spend a daily time with him, he will change your life. He will make all things new, and he will give you a love like you've never had before. And to love him is to truly know him. I want to close with this scripture. It's not always a very positive scripture, but it's a very serious one that I think as his children we need to very, very much pay attention to. It's found in Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. I want to know him. And I want to be known by him. To know him is to love him. And to love him is to know him. Wouldn't it be great if we just, if that was our only thing that we wanted to make this year as a priority in our life, is to just simply know him better. When you love somebody, you spend time with them, and you get to know them more as you spend time with them. There's many things that he wants to tell us. There's many things he wants to teach us. But if we don't take the time out of our so-called busy lives, we won't be able to hear those things. He won't be able to show us those things. And I don't know about you, but I think I would feel heartbroken. Because I want everything that he has. I just want him. I want to know him. And I want to be known by him. The big question I have for you today, do you? Do you want to know him? And do you want to be known by him? I love that when we sing, I love you, I love you. If you just want to sing that part again, just let the Lord speak to your heart. And you know, sing this, I love you, Lord. I love you, I love you. Because we truly love him. He's everything. He's done everything. He is everything. We're here because of him. And so let's just give him our everything. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I will follow wholeheartedly after you. May we choose this day to seek you. May we choose this day to honor you. May we choose this day to follow you, to adore you, to love you, to serve you, to hear from you. We love you because you at first loved us. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this January 1st, 2023. I thank you that this is the beginning of an awesome and amazing year. And Lord, help us to do our best. Help us to have a desire to know you and to bless you. We love you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this week's message, click subscribe. And if you'd like to check us out in person, check our website for times and location at thechurchse.com. Have a great week.